Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Comfortable.
He still is.
When you make a mistake as a human being, you need to own up and you need to atone. Accountability is very important. And if you're mean to your guy, your brother, you got to hug it out.
You got to do it on the air too, so everybody knows. You can't just do it in private.
Well, listen,
you guys should hug it out right now.
Get in here, big guy. Come on.
Hug it out right
now. Come on right now. Let's hug it out. Let's hug it out. Come on, get over here.
Yep. Look at this.
Yep. Look.
Oh, no. Man. Oh, my gosh. Okay. He picked. Wow. Okay. Oh,
all
my
right.
Gosh.
Okay, that's good. Okay. Oh, you broke the microphone.
He picked you up like you were a kid. He picked you up like you were a kid. He picked you up like you were 10 pounds.
Well, I'm smaller than the average American man.
Oh, my goodness. You looked very nervous. You had that look on your face like, okay, put me down.
Put me down now, please. Put me down. That's right. Brothers got a hug.
Jeez.
Fan weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. We'll let KDKA take care of that in a minute. We are 1 hour now away from the Fan 5 Alarm Marathon. Ben Roethlisberger commented on Mason Rudolph. We'll touch on that a little bit when we come back next. That was cathartic. I enjoyed it very much. It's Fan Morning Show. Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Now 55 minutes away from kicking off the Fan 5 Alarm Marathon. Here's a great text. Look for firefighter Nick Sohida at Upper St. Clair, former Mount Lebanon fire chief for 25 years, been in the fire service for 35 years total. He can speak about local firefighting and leadership more than most. We'd love to talk to him. We talked to so many firefighters last year on and off the air. I'm just guessing, but when you hear their stories firsthand and not my incessant bad takes and bloviating, it will make you more inclined to donate and help out. And you can donate by texting FIRE to 412-207-3456. Looking forward to talking to him and all the great volunteer firefighters who will be there today. Super excited about the event. Callis is excited because I get to leave the show early today, or have to leave the show early today to get down there by 8.
Yay!
I don't think you'll be as excited when you know what Mr. Dickerson has planned for you, my guy.
Can you guess?
You're going to do quiz Callis.
That is correct.
Early.
That is correct.
I think you're going to get quizzed a few times today because it sounds like Mulsey's got something planned for you.
Everyone just loves trying to make me look silly.
Yeah, but you know what? You're getting better, though, Callis. And you know what? You're going to start... you know, shoving it up people's you-know-whats after a while.
That's true.
How many times has he owned me this week?
Yeah, he's getting the hang of it.
I tell you what I take pride in, though. Undoubtedly, I have the best producer segment in this station. The Donnie Football Debrief and the Bechdel Breakdown, nothing on Quiz Callis.
Just wow. Saying.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Yeah, you're right about
he's
that.
He's firing shots right before the 5
you're
alarm.
Right about that.
I'm going to go look these guys in the eye today, and you're going to say to them, I'm better than you.
Yep.
Austin tried to prepare with me yesterday, and I told him I wanted to talk about pickles. And he said, pickles? Harry! And I said, what do you want to talk about? He's like, I don't know. I said, okay, great,
pickles
great prep.
Is better
great
than
prep
no idea.
Austin.
Wait, you guys were already prepping for what you're going
to
do today?
He texted me. I thought he had some ideas. He had zero ideas. He said, oh, we're not going to play any games like the other shows. And I'm like, what, are we going to be the bland buddies then? Like what?
Bland buddies.
Where's the creativity?
Bland buddies.
Cal's planting his flag on pickle, and I like that. What are you going to talk about with pickles?
Yeah, I know, right?
If you don't mind me asking. You don't have to give away
care.
The whole thing.
I was so nervous for this last year, and then I actually got on the headsets, and I was like, let's just talk. Like, let's just right. be entertaining. I don't know. Let's see what comes to me.
All right, so like you're okay. But you're going to talk about pickles. What can you say about pickles?
I was honestly just kind of kidding.
Well, what
know.
Could you say about pickles that actually could be entertaining?
We've had a great pickle discussion. Why does the cucumber pickle get to be the pickle? But anything else, pickled eggplant's pickled eggplant. The pickle's just the pickle.
Right. We have definitely talked about that before.
We yeah. definitely have. Yeah.
I mean,
there's
times.
So many forms of the of pickles.
Actually,
there really
I like
is.
Pickles. So that's
you do?
I don't.
You don't?
No. Nope.
There's so many forms of pickles. You got the whole pickle. You got the dill pickle. You got the chip pickle. You got the sandwich pickle. You got the burger pickle. There's about Pickle Fest.
You got Kenny Pickle. Oh, sorry, I mean Kenny Pickett. Sorry, I did the Crowley thing there where I messed up half the name.
You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And we would urge you to text us. Brought to you by Edgar Steiner & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Text FIRE to 412-207-3456 to make a donation to help out local volunteer fire departments in the area. Texter, please do not clap into or near the mic. My volume is 8 out of 10, and it's obnoxious. My apologies there for busting the eardrums. Not going
to
do it.
I thought about doing it. I really wanted to so bad.
We're the worst. The great part about our job, and there's so many great parts about our job, is that we're playing in the sandbox for 4 hours a day.
Well, some of us. But go ahead. Oh, what were we saying?
There's shots fired left and right.
Right in the sandbox. Yeah, I'm watching you play. Like, all right, it's time to get out. Time to shower. Time all to right. get your night clothes on.
All right, sports, fine.
I made comments.
Ben Roethlisberger talking about Mason Rudolph. Fine, we'll get back to the sport. Get out of the sandbox. Stop talking pickles. We'll get to the sports. I get it. I understand.
I made comments about why did we draft Mason. It wasn't a shot at Mason. I didn't have a problem with Mason. They could have drafted Patrick Mahomes, whoever. It wasn't a shot at the person. It was... how are we making our team better? Like, how is that helping our team? The guy may not see the field. I would have said the same thing if yeah. they would have went back. You know, we had Marquise Pouncey. If they would have went and drafted a center. And it came across like I had a problem. I don't have a problem with Mason. Are we boys? Are we friends? No, we don't need to be, though. But I'm rooting
co-workers.
For him.
Yeah, me too.
I want him to be successful. I want him to lead this team. I just understand where that comes across, and he may feel some kind of way about that. And obviously, I've talked about here, like, me trying to help him and him not really wanting. That's
a different thing.
Totally different thing. But third round, you can get some really good players in the third round.
Yeah,
you still got some. And I say Mason is a good player.
Yeah.
He's still playing. The Packers did it from Favre to Aaron. There's going to be a lot of people that watch this, mm-hmm. both fans and I'm sure some media people pick up on this, that will totally disagree. Think everything I say is full of crap. Most of them probably have never played or been in the situation anyway, so it doesn't really matter.
And that's what we were talking about off the air today. My perspective on this has totally changed because I get to sit across from you every day, and you know what it's like. It's not Ben Roethlisberger's job
no.
to get Mason Rudolph ready to play. And if you're a quarterback who wants to contend for a championship, why would you want them to draft a backup quarterback when they could get you a weapon, or you could get an edge rusher, or you get a safety, or you get another
right.
guy who could help you?
Lineman.
A lineman on your quest to win a championship.
Again, who's a guy who's already knows what it takes and already has won and actually been to two at the time that they drafted Mason. He's like probably looking, why are we drafting a quarterback in the third round? We can get a quality player that can help us get back to where we were before.
And I would be miffed if I were Ben, actually, not because it's only Mason, not because only they draft a quarterback in the third round. Like that alone, when they come out and they say you got a first round grade on the guy, that could miff you. But because also they draft his teammate,
yeah,
James Washington, they draft his teammate. And if I'm Ben, I'm thinking, oh, good, you got me a weapon. Wait a second. Now you're going to get his college teammate. What exactly is going on
Yeah,
here?
What are you trying to tell me?
Right. Are you trying to set Mason Rudolph up for success? Right. You're trying to set me up for success. It doesn't cost anything to be nice. I think that's a different conversation. Like, they could be nice to each other, but it's not Ben's job to, oh, boy. For the betterment of the Pittsburgh Steelers, I sure as bleep better get Mason Rudolph ready to play games. That's not his job. And no. Joe Flacco talked about it the other day with the Browns. A reporter asked him, Joe, are you comfortable in the mentorship role? And he had a very nuanced answer. He's like, no matter what I say, you guys are going to carve me up for it. If I say I'm a mentor, you're going to say, oh, this guy doesn't want to win. And if I say I want to win, you're going to say, oh, this guy doesn't want to be a mentor. He's a jackass. He said, it's not my job. It's on them, the younger players, to learn from me.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not going out of my way. No, I'm trying to get prepared, get my body right, get my mind right to go out and win football games.
Mm-hmm. And that's usually how it is. Now, there are some guys who are willing to help. I mean, you just said earlier, Sidney Crosby's one of those guys. You know, I'm just talking athletes in general that are willing to help because they, in hockey, it's a little bit different. And especially like in Sidney Crosby's situation, like there is no replacement.
There ain't going to be another number one center like him.
You're right. So I've always looked at it like, all right, like, you know, this is a very odd situation. Like you're expecting me to mentor somebody that's literally there to take my job. Like that just doesn't jive. And I never really understood it. Like, why would I mentor somebody that's younger than me and obviously going to take my spot whenever you feel it's necessary?
Right.
Like, I'm not going to do that.
You can be friends. You can be friendly. And it's on, I think, the onus is on the younger quarterback, the younger player, to watch you for your idiosyncrasies, how you prepare for game week, how you prep, how you take care of your body. It should be on the younger guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm guessing if Mason had questions for Ben, it's not like he was going to...
not answer.
Right.
He's going to be like, yeah, this is what... blah, 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 right? Like,
Ben, what do you do here on this and that? Ben? Ben? Give him the old silent treatment? Right. Like, no. Come on now. Now, I've always thought Ben didn't like Mason because I do think, and I have heard, that Mason walked around like the cock of the walk. Like, I'm the guy. I'm going to be the guy. But... you know, what everything Ben said there, I can't disagree with any of it. We wanted to win, and you're going to draft a quarterback? And if you draft a defensive, like, no, we don't need that. I totally understood Ben with that point at the time, and I've come around on the mentorship part of it now.
Ben doesn't have to like Mason. Like, not every teammate likes each other. Like, but you obviously are going for the same goal, and you throw that away whenever the whistle's blown. But, like, the fact that people think that everybody gets along is... very false.
You have 53, and then more with practice squads, and more in camp with 90 bodies.
Unique mentality.
Oh,
unique
my
minds.
God.
Yes, very. Not everybody likes each other. And it does. You don't have to.
You are going to quiz Callis later on in this hour. If people want to chime in on the hotline, they can. Presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. More fun, more hijinks, more pickle talk when we come back. And we'll also continue to remind you that you can help out local volunteer fire departments by donating today. You can go online at 937thefan.com to make your donation. Or super easy, you can text in FIRE. You text FIRE to 412-207-3456. Right now it's a hairy headline. You want to help out local volunteer firefighters? Text FIRE to 412-207-3456. That's why we're doing the Fan 5 Alarm Marathon. It all kicks off coming up at 8 o'clock. We have some breaking Nicholas Harry Callis news. Harry, would you like to tell the people what happened in your election?
Aren't you supposed to be gone by now, by the way?
All the votes have been counted. I'll be out of here soon enough, buddy.
Are you bringing up things that make me sad? Yeah, I lost my election by one vote. It's
one
vote. Are official.
One vote.
One vote. That's crazy. You should be proud of yourself.
Yes, you should.
Very proud.
You lost by one vote to the...
current council president.
That's pretty damn good, man.
Yep.
And blame Starkey for not voting for you.
That's insane to think about, too.
Does it bother you?
No. Nobody's entitled to vote for anybody. I mean, I encourage them to vote for me, but I mean, I'm not going to hate a guy. I mean, he didn't vote. It's okay.
That's a healthy perspective.
Does it bother you that you lost by one vote?
No. I did a quarter of the campaigning that literally every other candidate did, and I'm working two jobs. I was off the air for a while, and I went through all of that. I mean, and I still finished short by one vote to the current council president. That's something that I take a lot of pride in.
You should take a lot of pride in it. Seriously. We know how much you care about it.
Are you sure? Because you told me who would vote for me. I'm just saying. This is good PR for you today. I'm just saying. You're really just hitting all the right buttons.
Laying it on thick. See, I'm damned if I do, damned if I don't. If I made fun of Callis for losing by one vote, I would get murdered for
right.
it. And then I say that I'm proud of him, and I get killed for that, too.
Yep.
It's just
probably fair.
It's just, but if you didn't say before who would vote for me, I mean, you're not fit for the position anyway. That part.
The important thing to note there is that I brought it up after the election. I did not say before the election, don't vote for Harry. I said after the election, I can't believe anybody would vote for you.
But still, that's...
And then you only lost by one.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people obviously saw that you were the best candidate.
There you go.
Seriously. So be proud of yourself, buddy.
359 votes.
Jeez.
To 360.
Oh, my God. That is insane.
Yep.
That is you firing up a buzzer beater at the end of the game, and it goes off the back rim. Or maybe it's them hitting a buzzer beater at the end of the game. That close.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
are you relieved it's over, though?
It might not be. My campaign's going to ask for a recount.
Oh, no.
I'm trying to clap further away from the microphone, by the way.
A recount?
Yeah, you're allowed to request a recount, so they probably do it on my behalf.
You might
Well, don't they know that you're not going to even if you win?
Shh, that's the, there's the, because if I were to make it in and then withdraw, then my opponents couldn't make it in. We're going to get in. That's the strategy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions supply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Strategy.
Interesting.
Do these recounts ever, like, did they ever turn out, like, always screwed up?
Yeah.
Still hope.
They'll get like a margin of like 5 votes of an error one way or the other. So they could recount and determine that I lost by 3. I mean, it's...
People are asking, and I think we know the answer here, but did you vote for yourself?
Yes.
Okay, good. God, that would... You lose by one.
One vote and didn't vote for yourself.
Well, I'm going to sit it out. I mean, I think I got the votes. I don't need to vote for myself here. All right, so you are going to quiz Callis.
Yes. Who are you on with? You got a whole game.
I got Starkey, and then I think it's Bostic from 8 until 9, and then Zangrilli, I think, from 9 o'clock until 10.
I think you have backwards.
Oh.
Aren't you gone, though? Like, come on now. Chop, chop. Go
Zangrilli, 8 till 9, and Bostic, 9 to 10.
Oh. Okay. I had it backwards.
Who's going to run it?
great question. I would like to.
Yeah.
Since we're in our time slot, you know?
Yeah, true.
You know? Stake the fan morning show claim to it.
But you get to do this every day. Why wouldn't you let somebody else have a turn?
Also a good argument. We'll talk about it. I have no idea.
Who should run it, me or Donnie?
You?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, Donnie. I mean, this is the star right here. I mean, Donnie a rising star, but Doran's already up there in the sky. That was the lamest thing I've ever said.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, I got to get out of here so I can get down there. You're going to quiz Callis. I'm very excited about it. And right now it's a hairy headline.
Oh, you know the music. It is Thursday. It is early. We get the 5-alarm marathon. Upper St. Clair Volunteer Fire Department. That's where we are at 8 a.m. Crowley just left, but you know this music, so we have to get it in, Callis. I think we owe the listeners of Quiz Callis, now that you're back. You've already had, what, one round since you've been back, so this is round two of getting it started throughout the summer. This is an interesting one. Are you ready?
Yes.
Are you sure?
No.
Okay. So there's two finals going on right now in sports. Do you know what they are, Callis?
NBA Finals and the NHL Stanley Cup Finals.
That is correct. So, Quiz Callis today will be, is it or are they an NBA player or are they an NHL player? Do you know the four teams that are in the finals of the NBA and the NHL?
The NBA is between the Oklahoma City Thunder and the Indiana Pacers, and the NHL is between the Florida Panthers and the Edmonton Oilers.
Correct. Good job so far. So, you are going to have to identify if this player is an NBA player or NHL player, and also name the team that they are on.
Jeez.
Are you good? You ready to roll?
Yes.
Okay. First one. Isaiah Hartenstein.
Sounds like a NBA player on the Indiana Pacers.
That is incorrect. Jeez. Well, half incorrect. Okay. He is an NBA player, so that was good. But he is on the Oklahoma City Thunder. Number two. Miles Turner.
I'm going to go with the same one. NBA, Indiana Pacers.
That is correct.
Let's go.
You got both correct. Miles Turner is a center for the Indiana Pacers. Good job, Callis. Okay. Number three. Corey Perry.
Name sounds familiar. I'm going to say NHL, Florida Panthers.
Half correct.
That was on the-
he is an NHL player, but yeah. He is for the Edmonton Oilers. Ah. You're actually not doing too bad right now, honestly. Right. Okay. Number four. Brad Marchand.
I want to say NBA Oklahoma City Thunder.
That is incorrect.
That's right.
Brad Marchand is famously known for being a Boston Bruin. He is a hockey player, but he plays for the Florida Panthers.
Bummer.
Okay. Next one. Obi Toppin.
I like that name. I'm going to guess NHL Edmonton Oilers.
That is incorrect.
Jeez.
Obi Toppin is an NBA player, and he plays for the Indiana Pacers.
All right.
Next one. Benedict Mathurin.
I like these names. Very fun. Okay. Could you repeat the name?
Benedict Mathurin.
NBA Indiana Pacers.
That is correct.
Let's
good job.
Go.
Good job, Callis. That is correct. That's a good one. See, that's one of those ones that's in between. Like, that does sound like it could be a hockey player. Mm-hmm. That is a good one. Good pull by you. Next one. Connor McDavid.
Oh, geez. Yeah, I should definitely know. Yeah, NHL Edmonton Oilers.
Good job, Callis. Look, you're two for two. Wow, good job. That was
hey,
a good
I got
pull.
Three right. I got one right earlier.
Yeah, you're three. Okay, I got you. But in a row. In a row.
All right.
Oh, man, I just clicked out of it. Oh, never mind. Thomas Bryant.
That in relation to Kobe?
Nope.
NBA, Oklahoma City Thunder.
Half correct.
Oh.
NBA, Indiana Pacers. Next question. Jalen Williams.
NBA, Oklahoma City Thunder.
Bang. Good job, Callis. That's a good one right there. Good job. All right. Cason Wallace.
NHL, Florida Panthers.
That is incorrect. That is also an NBA player that is on the Oklahoma City Thunder. Evan Rodriguez.
Oh, he used to play for the did he not used to play for the Penguins?
Mm-hmm.
So that's NHL. Okay. Who's he on now? Florida Panthers.
That is correct.
Yes.
Good Yay. Job, Callis. I like it. Evander Kane.
Evander Kane?
Mm-hmm.
Patrick Kane. Okay, I'll go NHL. I'll say Edmonton Oilers.
That is correct.
Hey!
Look at you. Okay. Okay. All right. Let me get a good one here. Okay. TJ McConnell.
Famous. Indiana Pacers, NBA.
That is correct. Where did TJ McConnell go to high school?
I forget. Went at North Allegheny or something?
Chartiers Valley. Where did TJ McConnell go to college?
I don't know.
There's two colleges.
I don't.
One is in Pittsburgh and one is in Arizona.
I don't know. Duquesne.
Yes, there's correct. Oh! There's one that's correct. Where's the next one?
I don't know the Arizona one. Come on now.
Take a guess.
Arizona State.
Arizona. He went to Arizona. Oh, my goodness. Okay, one more. Pascal Siakam.
NHL, Florida Panthers.
That, Callis, is incorrect. Pascal Siakam plays for the Indiana Pacers. That is your latest edition of Quiz Callis. I thought you did pretty good.
Yeah, sure. I don't know anything about those leagues, though, very much. So,
I was just about to ask, are you going to watch any of those finals?
Probably not. I only really invest in the NHL as it relates to the Penguins, and they're not good, so that's kind of tough for me.
Yeah.
NBA, I never got into the NBA.
No?
No.
Don't you play basketball a little bit, though? Don't you shoot hoops every once in a while?
Yeah, no, I was grateful in college. I had a bunch of athletes who they'd play pickup basketball, and we'd play, and I learned a lot about like the nuances of the game and what to read and what to look for, and that helped me with my announcing career when I do play-by-play. But if we're talking about the NBA, no, there was never a team in Pittsburgh, and my parents never really took me to any college games.
Mm-hmm.
They always took me to like Pirate games. They didn't even take me to Steeler games when I was younger because the tickets were always so expensive.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I got into baseball, yeah, but never really got into basketball.
Yeah, I don't fault anybody not being in the NBA living in Pittsburgh because obviously we don't have an NBA team. But it is nice to have a connection to a sporting event that has so many stakes on it right now because it is, you know, the summer and, you know, sports are kind of, you know, dried out. But having TJ McConnell in the NBA Finals makes it a little bit better for those who haven't really watched the NBA to watch and support a guy that's from Pittsburgh.
Yeah. No, I knew. I can't believe I didn't remember that. They went to shirt.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Tears Valley, I feel like I should have known that because I remember that they've got a legacy of like coaches from that school.
His dad.
Yeah, right.
His dad. His Aunt Susie, she's like an all-time great.
That's what I'm saying. So
his sister plays for the Phoenix Mercury.
Yeah.
Didn't Bechtel, didn't they do like a horse or something with them last year with his sister?
I don't remember.
No, you don't remember? No.
Oh, didn't they go to
Duquesne?
That was
his sister that they were playing with.
How about that?
How about it? That's pretty cool, huh?
Local ties.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Remember when you were in the NFL? Local ties.
You know what? I'm starting to get older and I'm starting to forget a lot, which is very sad. I'm starting to forget a lot of like the football playing days, especially in high school. Like I don't, and college is, it's just a blur spot for me.
I can, not that this is any magnitude, but like or any of the same magnitude.
You're
like,
not allowed to talk about it. You're not allowed.
I can't talk about
You're
it.
You're not allowed.
No. Like when I would play and practice like every day, like I would do something physical every day when I would do baseball stuff and things were becoming a blur. And ever since I've started doing stuff again, like memories are coming back because I've had to think about like what drills do I need to do? Like how do I need to prepare my body and prepare my mind to be able to play in a baseball game? And now it's coming back. I think when you lose that routine, they're like, you do forget over time.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
And it's sad.
It is sad. It's rough. You bring up a great point. Like you are absolutely right. Whenever you get back into that routine a little bit, you start to remember like, oh, this is what I did, or this is what it took. Like I'm having that same feeling with my sons right now. Like I'm putting them through drills. I'm getting them ready. I remember I talked about yesterday. Are you prepared mentally for the physical of football? And now like, you know, I've been putting them through drills, doing different workouts, trying to get them ready. And then it's like, oh man, like I forgot how hard it actually was. I forgot how hard it was to actually prepare and to be a good football player. Like, and I look at them and I'm like, and they want to do it. Like, you know, they want to, you know, soak it all up. They want to do all the drills. They want to work out every day because they want to be good athletes. But I just look at them like, it's hard.
Yes.
It's not. My son yesterday, he asked me, my oldest, he's like, you made football look easy. Mm-hmm. And I was like, it wasn't. It wasn't. He's like, well, it looked easy whenever I watched you play on YouTube. And I was like, well, it wasn't. And don't think that it's going to be easy because it's going to be very hard. So you better be prepared for it to be very hard every single day.
Yeah, even for me now, again, not the same magnitude as you, but something as simple as like learning how to run again, to be honest with you. Like after being so heavy for so long, this is just a surprise. I'm like, I used to just like do sprints.
Right.
Gassers. Like back and forth and back and forth. And I used to just do that. What?
Gassers are the worst.
Yeah, can't do that anymore.
Gassers are the absolute worst.
I can run the bases now.
Okay.
Which is good. But I'm like, the fact that I couldn't do that 6 months ago, I'm just like, wow, that's something that you have to like work at.
Yes.
I took a lot of it for granted because I would just be in practices for school sports every day.
Why are the bases like kind of like thick? Why wouldn't they just be flat? I mean, you're risking so much injury of them being thick. Why can't it just be a flat square instead of a big, thick, flat square?
It has to... I don't know this for fact, but I've always gathered because you need to see it come off the ground to run to it. If it's flat, it would probably blend in with the ground easier, especially when you're running that fast.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be harder to miss too, because if you're running the bases, you can kind of hit a corner of a base or hit the side of it while you're running. But if you have to like find the flat top, there's a chance you could miss it.
Mm-hmm. I'm surprised there's not more injuries. Every time I see somebody running the base, I'm like, oh, that could be an ankle, or that could be a toe, that could be a foot, a broken something, or stepping on somebody else. Like, even when Skeens, it was like 2 games ago, I believe, he ran to first base and they flipped him the ball and he got the guy out. Like, that's like, to me, like, that was like an injury waiting to happen. Like, somebody could just step on his foot or he could roll his ankle somewhere.
Well, they made the bases bigger, which could help.
Mm-hmm.
I also know that there are leagues out there that I've seen that are starting to use those double bases at first more too. Did you see
really?
Those? So they'll put like an orange base in foul territory and then
right.
the white base will
That's
stay
That's what
on
they them. Do with like the little league and T-ball.
Right, and it's starting to become more of a commonplace because I think that they understand that those injuries are happening and they don't want people to be running over first baseman's ankles and
right.
stuff, so they're just like, what's the problem with this?
Oh, that's
now,
interesting.
When I've umpired before too, I had to teach the kids because like sometimes the fielder would run over to the base and step on the orange part only and like run over it, and I called the runner safe.
Okay.
And everybody's like, why? And I'm like, the white base
is
for the
yours.
Fielder. That's the whole point of it being
right.
there is to make sure they don't collide. So tell your first baseman, step on the white part and then back up.
Huh.
Don't run through it and don't just step on the orange part. But yeah, I mean, it's...
You're saying leagues are starting to use it? Like, what leagues are we talking
about? Like Pony League now. I've seen
okay.
some Pony League, like 13, 14-year-olds that have
wow.
it now. And before it was only reserved for like T-ball instructional with coach pitch.
Yeah.
And it's slowly, it's kind of coming. I know Green Tree even for 9-10 when I was umpiring 5 years ago was starting to use the double base. So I think it's just slowly kind of people are realizing maybe that safety is for the better in that case.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever gotten ran over whenever you're playing catcher?
No. I did though one time I was playing travel ball.
Are you still allowed to do that?
No.
Okay.
No. No, that's never been allowed in high school, but Major Leagues has been enforcing that for like 10 years now.
Oh, 10
so.
Years. Okay.
Yeah, 2014, they started enforcing that. No, one time, though, the only time I ever almost got run over was at first base. This team was just a bunch of nasty people. And I was 16, I was playing AAU, and I had to get into the baseline to pick a throw. And the kid tried to, like, put his arms together and just, like, shove.
Mm-hmm.
And I ducked. And he fell over the base, and he was out. And he came back and he was swearing and he was like, oh, you bleepity bleep, you're a bleep, you're a coward, you know. And I was just like, go away.
Yeah.
Go
yeah,
away.
Yeah.
Go ahead, go away. So it's the only time I've ever been almost collided with.
Should I take the segment all the way up?
I don't care. Yeah,
I mean,
fine.
Might as
that's
well,
fine.
Right? At
yeah.
this point.
Did what we get all the reads done? Did we get all our procedural stuff done?
No, but I can do it. I mean,
just run them all down right now.
There's only like one read. I mean, Fan Weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Today, high of 84, low of 62, 45% chance of rain. Tomorrow, high of 77, low of 64, 70% chance of rain.
Do you want to hear about a fight I was involved in high school one time?
Baseball fight?
Yeah.
Like during a game?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was after a game. So we were playing, I forget the team, but we were down to our final out, second and third. And this kid hit a ground ball to the left side of the infield. And I was on second, so I'm rounding third. And I could hear the third baseman say, all right, that's it, game over. And he throws it to first, but he overthrew the base. He overthrew first base, so I scored to tie the game. We ended up winning. And he was shoving my teammate who hit the ground ball. Like, they were talking smack. So I came over, and I'm like, we good? What's the problem? And he started, like, trying to shove me and, like pull me. So I literally grabbed his jersey because I never like to fight. I'm very much a pacifist, but I wasn't going to let him hit me. So I grabbed him by the jersey and stiff-armed him. His arms were too short to reach me, and then coach just pulled us away. Yeah. And I saved him because my teammate would have thrown hands, and I did not want him to do that.
Right.
So I came in. I just stiff-armed the kid, just, like, grabbed his jersey, stiff-armed him, couldn't reach me. He's just flailing his arm.
You have a lot of baseball stories.
I loved playing. And people say I brag too. I'm not trying to brag.
I'm
trying to
what?
Share my perspective on because I played. It's not.
I've never heard you really brag.
No, I'm just like based on what I've done as an athlete. This is what I can say. Maybe other people are thinking.
Baseball was your first sport, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think it was every kid's almost first sport. I feel like you t-ball. Like you, every kid almost plays t-ball if you're an athlete.
It's like it's the easiest to pick up on. That, mm-hmm. You know, you're in the field, get the ball, throw it in, throw it to bases, and then when the ball is thrown to you when you're a batter. Hit it,
mm-hmm.
and then run,
mm-hmm.
in this order. I mean, it's like football, there's a lot of nuance.
Right.
Hockey, skating is hard.
Yep.
Rollerblading is hard. Sometimes they do the rollerblading hockey. What's the other one? Basketball. I couldn't do a layup for my life. Kids used to make fun of me when I was in elementary school and nobody ever taught me how to do it. So it was like hard to shoot and to do all that stuff. So yeah, baseball is just real slow paced, methodical. Yeah.
So you are on with Crowley and Mueller, and you're also on with Bechtold.
Yeah.
What are you going to talk about, like, with Bechtold? Like, honestly, like, you talked about, you're joking about
talk about his very blossoming wiffle ball career. I'm sure we'll get there. I don't know. I mean, he told me, I don't know. He seems a little nervous. I think when he texted me and he wanted to prepare, and he said he doesn't know what we're going to talk about, but I don't
know if
we're
going to
talk
about. There's so much to talk
about. Yeah, I told him, I said, I'm just going to go with the flow. I mean, it's a day where we can have fun. And last year I was super nervous, didn't know what I was going to talk about. And then I just kind of sat down and, you know, just kind of played off of like T-Bird is the engineer. We're talking to him, any producer that was up in the night. You know, we would just talk. So I'm just going to feel out the situation.
What about with Mueller and Crowley? I feel like you should run it.
Yeah, that's what Crowley was saying. I remember. You guys were talking about that before. I don't know. I'm scared of them. Like, it's hard to have a conversation with Pony and Mueller sometimes. And they're very nice people. But Pony last year, like, every time I would try to develop a sentence, he would cut me off.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, you got to let me finish.
Yeah.
Just let me develop this thought, and then we could have a conversation. Mueller's kind of the same way, so I don't know. But now I feel like they're going to hear this, and they're going to be like, all right, Callis, run the show. I'll just sit here.
Fine.
And then I'm going to be extra nervous because I already struggled to sustain a conversation by myself at 5 a.m. every day, let alone at a very peak hour of our radio station's broadcasts. So
I think you'll be fine.
I'm sure I will.
I think you'll be fine. I'm on with Donnie from 12 to 2. Big special guest that we're going to have on, and another special guest, Corey Graves of the WWE. He'll be joining us at 1 p.m. I'm back on with Jeff Hathorn at 9, and then tomorrow morning it'll be me, Jeff, Zangrilli, and Donnie. And then after that, Crowley and Pony. We'll take it to the finish line.
Bang. Yeah, I'm going to be up like all day. I don't have a shift where I can like really take a significant nap. No, because I'm on in the afternoon.
Oh, man.
I'm on in the evening. Then I'm on going into midnight.
Oh, man.
Then I'm on 2 to 4. So the next time I'm going to sleep for a significant amount of time is probably 5-6 o'clock tomorrow.
You can probably get a nap. And now you're not on until 6.
Yeah, it's true. But yeah, but I want to get there. Fans are already there. I've heard somebody's already asking for Crowley. I don't want to be a no-show in the morning. That's usually when people start to show up.
Are you going
to
leave now?
Yeah, I'm going to get there now. I'm gonna get
so who's coming in for you?
Sean.
Oh, Sean.
Don't call me
there.
Seth.
Look at
Myers
that.
Myers is here.
Nice.
Hi, Nick.
Nice. Yeah,
so
okay.
He's ready to take over, I guess. And I haven't done half the podcasting I need to do, I just realized, so.
All right.
Yikes.
Right. We good now? We good? You think
we're
good to send off?
We can keep all right. Move on.
Good job. All right, who's up next? Okay, Crowley, Starkey. They will take over at 8 a.m. Dan Zangrilli, 8 to 9 a.m. And Pat Bostick, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. We're getting this thing kicked off. Fire alarm. Upper St. Clair Fire Department. Volunteer Fire Department. We're raising money. Let's raise money for the people that are volunteering to keep us safe every single day. Volunteering their time to make sure that we are safe every single day. This is a fantastic endeavor. Fantastic people a part of this event. Just so much credit, and just it is amazing what some people will do for other people. Let's try to give back. Let's do the same thing. Let's meet them halfway. Let's get this done. Let's serve these men and women that help us every single day. Things that we take for granted. We take for granted having EMS, having fire departments respond to major issues. First responders, everybody involved, we thank you so much, and we are going to repay you today. Let's do it. Starkey, Crowley, next. I'm out.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.